Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you, Father, that as we walk in your word and dedicate ourselves to open ourselves up to you, that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking on a topic called the echo of God's love. We're going to get into that more today. But we said last time that according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and live in a body. And we get that from several places in the Word. In fact, Peter refers to the hidden man of the heart, and I believe it was Paul refers to the inward man. So the spirit, we could say, is the real you, the real you. And a lot of times Paul refers to the spirit as you. But we talked about and focused on the fact that the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And therefore, we can say once the spirit is causing life to work in our bodies. If the same spirit that raised Christ up from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken or give life to your mortal body. So it's wonderful to know that life comes from within, from Christ in our hearts, to help bring about healing, to bring about all the facets of salvation, including peace, including mental awareness, mental healing. It's just incredible how that life force is just so powerful. We talked about the fact that out of the darkness, light shall shine, out of our spirits will shine, and that we thank God that his Son is revealed in us, and we're crucified with Christ, but we don't live, it's Christ in us who's living. And we looked at several other scriptures. And one of my favorite scriptures that we looked at last time was Galatians 4:19, my children whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. And that is so important that we pray for each other and pray for yourself, that thank God that Christ is formed in me. And Paul prayed and travailed as in birth, as in pains of childbirth for the Galatian people, his spiritual children. And we need to do that for other people. We need to spend time with God and pray for them that Christ is formed in them. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4 now, verses 7 and 8. And while you're turning there, Ephesians 3:17 was one more scripture we talked about, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. So it's all through faith that Christ is living in us, that we accept that fact that Christ is living in us and flowing through us. So 1 John 4:7 and 8, we used to sing a chorus like that based on this, and it's based on the love of God, because we know that John 3:16, I'm skipping around, says, for God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't take, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that love he's talking about is unconditional love. Unconditional love. Because the next verse in 17, John 3:17, I think says that for God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So God's not condemning the world. He's loving the world. And it's our sin that condemns us before we receive Jesus as our Lord. I mean, their sin does that. It's up to us to receive the Lordship of Jesus. 1 John 4:7-8, we'll get there. Beloved, let's love one another. This is from the New American Standard. For love is of God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is love, and we can love one another because that love is from him. And just like the life and the light we were talking about of God is in us, in our spirit man, so when we receive Jesus, that love is residing within you. And this is so important, for us to love other people. Sometimes that's not easy, is it? From the Amplified Classic, 1 John 4:7-8. It's not, let me clarify that. It's not easy in the flesh all the time, but it is easy when we rely on the Spirit of God and let him do it. That's when it becomes easy. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Amplified Classic. For love is or springs from God. I like that. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten or born of God and is coming progressively. Notice it's a progressive thing. To know, a progressive process, we could say. To know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. It's so key in our lives that we let that love flow through us and override our feelings, override our emotions, override our thoughts when the enemy is coming against us, and maybe many times using people. It's so important. Why? Because we want to reflect God. We want to echo God's love. By knowing God, we are knowing love. By knowing love, we're knowing God, because he is that unconditional love. In 1 Peter 4, verse 8 from the New American Standard, the word says, "Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." Fervent or white-hot love. Have that really intense love for one another. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sins. Not only the way you, I guess the way you look at that person would be very important in that having that, you don't judge them with a multitude of sins. That's the way God looks on us, and that's the way he wants us to look on others and ourselves. We got to love yourself with God's love and realize he loves you, and it covers a multitude of sins. And I like what E.W. Kenyon, I think, wrote with silence. Many times, when we'll just be quiet and let God's love flow through us, then we can have those sins of somebody else covered. In other words, they're covered. We don't see them. Praise God. Because God doesn't see your sin. He loves you. 1 Peter 4:8 again from the Amplified Classic. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love. Unfailing love. Love never fails. This kind of love will not fail, fade out, or become obsolete, or come to an end, according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 from the Amplified Classic. Let me start over on that. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. It forgives and disregards the offenses of others. Wow. I think we need to stop right now and pray today that we can walk in this kind of love and forgive. Father God, I just pray right now for myself and for those listening that we can walk in this fervent love for other people. Because as you said in your word, love covers a multitude of sins. If someone is coming to our mind right now that we need to forgive, Father, we forgive them. If we need to ask forgiveness, Father God, we do so right now. We just forgive them. And we ask forgiveness for ourselves, for the way we have thought about them, what we've said about them, the way we've acted toward them. And Father God, in doing so, love just paves the way and clears it all out. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we are letting life, light, and love shine through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.